having some fun with 666. Written by Bart Ehrman. Read by Ken Teutsch. As to the Book of Revelation, and one of its best-known mysteries, the number of the beast, the Antichrist figure, 666. Many moons ago, I posted on how some people in the modern period have interpreted 666 to refer to someone or something in their own day. When I was in college, books were published to prove conclusively that it referred to Henry Kissinger or the Pope. Later, there were books on it referring to Gorbachev. Normally, the guesses, always wrong, need I point out, have been politicians or public figures that the guesser despises. But that doesn't mean we can't see them as rather humorous. Well, okay, I see most things as humorous. I thought I'd repost the post with the same caveat I made back then. As you know, I hope, I try to keep my personal politics out of the blog, and I have a policy of not posting overtly political comments on either or any side. I want the blog to be open and welcoming to all people, whatever their political views or religious views or any other kinds of views. We can all be interested in early Christianity, and our politics don't need to enter into it. Still, I like good humor and get a good laugh out of jokes poked at views and people that I actually take very seriously. But it's always good to laugh, even at ourselves. I say that as a preface to this request for humorous suggestions, or serious ones, if you prefer, about how to construe the number of the beast, 666. As many of you noticed, I received a rather naughty suggestion last week, and I was even naughtier for posting it, but it was too good to turn down. It simply said, F, sixth letter, equals 6, O, 15th letter, equals 1 plus 5, equals 6, X, 24th letter, 2 plus 4, equals 6. So I guess Fox News is the Antichrist's own network. I think that's a good one, and I'm sure if you work at it, you can figure out how to do something with MSNBC as well. Here's a non-political one that I've thought funny for the last 37 years, my time at UNC. My students, who take my Introduction to the New Testament course, sometimes tell me that they don't think it's an accident that the phone number for the Department of Religious Studies at UNC, famous or infamous for teaching historical and philosophical views that many students find challenging, is 962-5666. What does that say about our nefarious intent? Does the Board of Governors know that? When I was teaching at Rutgers in the mid-80s, some liberal Democrats suggested that it was not by chance that the president at the time had six letters in each of his three names, Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. My students tended to be Republican, but they thought that was pretty funny. So, do you have any good ones? Let us know. All political and religious positions are welcome so long as they are meant in good humor and are not abusive and meant to harm anyone. Those that are, I won't post. And I make this request realizing that it may end up being a big mistake, but it may be good. We'll see. When I posted this the first time, I got a lot of terrific suggestions. Here are some of my favorites. I had a revelation in a dream, and it was proven true. Using numbers for letters, A equals 1, B equals 2, etc. Hillary Rodham Clinton equals 231. Add the digits, 6. Russia equals 87. Add the digits, 15. Add those digits, 6. Vladimir Putin, 168. Add the digits, 15. Add the digits, 6. Proof of Hillary and Putin working together as the beast with the number 666. I think probably every math or comp sci or physics geek-oriented mailing list I've ever been on has at one time or another gone through a round of 666 play. A few examples that come to mind are 6.5012-8967, the natural log of the beast. 25.806975, the square root of the beast. Although, I suppose, since this is the root of all evil, this would more accurately be the number of the love of money. 0.666, the number of the milli beast. 666i, the number of the imaginary beast. 1,232 is the number of the octal beast. 1 over 666, the denominator of the beast, 665.99, the number of the retail beast, although my favorite is possibly negative 2 times the sine of 666 equals 1 plus the square root of 5 divided by 2, that is, the golden ratio or mean. But then, as St. Augustine wrote in De Genesi ad Literam, the good Christian should beware of mathematicians. The danger already exists that mathematicians have made a covenant with the devil to darken the spirit and confine man in the bonds of hell. Donald Trump was elected in 2016. 666 plus 666 plus 666 plus 6 plus 6 plus 6. Dr. Ehrman, 666 is, coincidentally, the sum of all the Roman numerals up to D. I, 1, V, 5, X, 10, L, 50, C, 100, D, 500. I plus V plus X plus L plus C plus D equals 666. In this context, we might be able to work it backwards. The number of the beast is calculated to be 666. The number is the number of a man, and the value of this number is also the name of the beast. And this name was a mark that was put onto the right hands and foreheads of those who wanted to do business. Well, how do you do business? With money. And what kind of money did they use back then? Coins. And what was on the coins? Images and letters. And where did people place coins when doing business? Into each other's hands. And finally, what was the coin that rankled the Jews after their defeat? The Judea Capta coin issued by Vespasian. Judea, or imperator, equals I, Capta, or Caesar, equals C, Vespasian equals 5, De Victa, defeated, or denarius, D. Cute purple dinosaur, convert the U's to V's to use Latin letters, extract the Roman numerals, and you get CVVLDIV. 100 plus 5 plus 5 plus 50 plus 500 plus 1 plus 5 equals 666. Barney is the beast. Google 725 Fifth Avenue and East 57th Street, Manhattan, you'll see a well-known building there. Subtract 57 from 725 and you get 668. The building at this site, according to Wikipedia, stands 664 feet tall. Average these two figures together, 668 and 664, and you get... Okay, enough of those. How about you? Got any good ones to share with us?